Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. What up, everybody? Pat Flynn here. Woo! And welcome to episode, I don't know what the woo is for, but welcome to episode 455 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Kit. But before we get to Kit's question, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, which is pretty much a blessing, I guess you could say. No better way to describe it than a blessing, because it's such a great tool that allows you to help you manage your online business finances, from the money that you have coming in, from your expenses and everything going out, and also invoicing too. They just stop all the headaches when it comes to organizing your finances. I remember when I first started, I used Excel, and come April and tax season, it just was a headache. And I'm so glad I got hooked up with FreshBooks. They serve over 3 million small businesses. They can help serve you too. You can check it out for 30 days for free, a 30-day free trial, by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com. Enter Ask Pat. And here's today's question from Kit.
Hey, Pat. This is Kit DePatie from theillustratedcoach.com. And I wondered if you could make some sense out of the crowdfunding platforms that are out there. Seems like there's quite a few. I know about Kickstarter, but I hear pluses and minuses. And I'm interested in submitting a project, but I'm not sure which way to go. I know you have all the information on these types of things, so I really look forward to your answer. Love what you do. I tell as many people as possible. And I'm here in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Can't wait to hear about this, and keep up the great work. Thanks.
Hey, Kit, all the way in Kalamazoo. That's an awesome city name, actually. I haven't been there, but I love Michigan, and I can't wait to go back one of these days. But anyway, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate this. And crowdfunding is a great way to help raise money for whatever project that you have going on. And it's also a great way to validate what you're doing so that you can understand whether or not it's something people are interested in. If you don't get the funding required, then there's something up in terms of what your idea is or how you're promoting it. So in one way or another, you can then fix what's going on or change your idea. And then once you get people who are buying into your idea through these crowdfunding platforms, then you have an understanding that this is the direction you need to go. And like you said, there are a lot of different options out there. There is Kickstarter.com, which I'm very active on. I've bought a dozen or so things from different campaigns on Kickstarter. Indiegogo is another one as well. There's GoFundMe and a number of other ones too. Now, I know for a fact that Kickstarter, you have to raise all of the money that you say you want to raise in order to get access to that money. And I'll talk more about some of the ins and outs of these different platforms in a little bit. And that could be a pro, but that could also be a con, because it will help motivate you to make sure that you get fully funded, and it helps motivate people who are following along, who have either donated or have yet to donate, to really want to make sure that you get across that mark and you can earn a lot more money too that way. There is also Indiegogo's platform, which is the opposite, where it doesn't matter how much you raise, you get to keep that money. Now, each of these platforms, and including GoFundMe, they take a percentage of the total pledge or the total amount that has been raised. So keep that in mind, because that's potentially a large chunk of change, but that's how they make their money. And the benefit for all of these is that it is crowdfunded, which means there's a crowd there. There are people who are sharing these things with each other. It's a lot more opportunity for some, and depending on the product, than just launching a product on your own brand new website and having nobody there and nobody even having a way of discovering you unless you go out there and market it yourself. On these platforms, especially Kickstarter, certain things can happen. For example, you could get featured as a staff pick. You could become one of the popular ones that is making a lot of movement, in which case you would get a lot more exposure and have more people come across your project too. Kickstarter and Indiegogo, I know, are looked at a lot, and people are trying to always discover new things there too. So there's a lot of potential for new eyes to get on your project on these particular platforms. And again, it's a different way for you to validate your products before you even create them, or as you are planning to spend a lot more time and effort on whatever it is that you're doing. Now, the drawback behind doing things like this, especially on Kickstarter, where the pledge prizes are very much a thing that people look forward to, I've heard a lot of people who have started campaigns on Kickstarter say that they started it thinking it was going to be about their product, when then it just became a manufacturing process for all of their prizes for the people who have pledged different amounts. Now, I'm not an expert at any of these platforms except for maybe Kickstarter as a buyer, but I have not run my own crowdsourcing campaign. I've participated in campaigns as a donor on Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and GoFundMe, and a few others as well, most of them for charitable type stuff, but I've done my best to understand that this is actually a very viable way to start a business, to validate a product, and it is something I'm interested in learning more about in the future as well. So, Kit, I can't give you any specific advice right now, but that's all I know about those platforms at this very moment. There's also a great podcast episode I recorded in episode 117 with a guy named Dwight Peters, who runs a business at backershub.com where people can get awesome deals on Kickstarter-funded projects. And I recommend you check that out, potentially reach out to him as well. Dwight Peters is his name, and you can get a link to this interview. It's a great one, and he teaches you a lot about the platform and things that have gone right for different companies, things that haven't gone right for different companies that he's worked with. So go ahead and check it out at smartpassiveincome.com/session117, and you can listen to that one too. I also know there are a number of different podcasts and blogs and websites out there that are resources for people who are getting started on these campaigns. And if possible, probably the best thing you can do is connect with somebody who has already started one and successfully funded a campaign to get the real life story on how this works and what you can do to maximize your efforts too. And I do want to say that the last thing is, if you do not meet your goals, no matter which platform you use, if you do not meet your goals the first time around, a lot of companies have come back, have changed things, have listened to their audiences and the people who have come across these campaigns, and have gone crazily wild and successful on the second go around. So just because it might not work the first time doesn't mean you can't come back and try again. But like I said, try to connect with other people who have used these platforms. There are different forums out there too that can help you understand the ins and outs of this. And more than anything, just have a very compelling story and reason and why. That's what people are going to connect with. It's the why. And share the behind the scenes and have a very nice campaign video to help drive interest and pledges for your particular project. So, Kit, I wish you all the best of luck. Again, I apologize I cannot give you too much information on that because I just don't have it yet. But it is something I'm interested in and looking to get more information about in the future. So, Kit, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much again for asking. And for everybody out there who has asked questions, thank you. The show obviously wouldn't exist without you. And if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank today's sponsor again, which is FreshBooks.com, which is serving over 3 million small business owners and making their lives so much easier by helping them keep track of their business finances. There's also an award-winning mobile app that FreshBooks has come out with, which allows you to check your business finances and the health of your business on the go. You can check it out for 30 days for free and see if it's right for you by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. And to finish off today, here's a quote by John Jantz. He said, create something people want to share. I think it's a perfect quote for this particular episode. So Kit, best of luck to you and best of luck to everybody else out there. Thank you again, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.